Hello, my name is John. Probably the most ridiculous question that you can ask anybody at the moment would be, have you noticed anything different in your life recently? I don't think there can be anyone who has not had to learn to cope with some sort of change. And for once, that really means anyone. Age, gender, race, status, class, skills, whatever category you choose to place people in, something has changed. And for some, that change is greater than others. For some, it has been more difficult than for others. Whatever your job, whatever your bank balance, wherever you were born, whether you're an orphan or in a large family, life has taken a different path. I suspect that we will soon be facing new changes as the plans for leaving the lockdown continue to be revealed. We've heard stories of how people have coped with that change, and some of these are very moving, some horrifying, and some just getting on with the circumstances they face in a relatively normal way in spite of the change. For me, a real help has been a verse from Hebrews which has long been one that I have turned to. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And whichever translation or paraphrase of the Bible that you use, there's very little difference with this verse. And why do I find it helpful? We're used to change. It happens all the time. The weather, a job, a house move. Relationships change. Obviously, the time we're facing at the moment is unprecedented. And how often I have heard that word used to describe it. However, even if we change, if our circumstances change, if places change, if friends change, and so I could go on, then whatever things change, Jesus Christ is the same. The Saviour we have known in the past is the same as the Saviour we know today. He is always there and always the same. Whatever ways he has been there for us in the past, he will be there for us in the future. We can trust him now because we know that he does not change. And we can continue to trust him, to depend on him, because we know he is going to be the same forever. One final thing. Like Joshua and David in the Old Testament, the apostles and Paul in the New Testament, and many Christians through the ages, we have to choose to trust and depend on Jesus. It's a choice we have to make. He is there waiting. And if you make that choice to trust Jesus, then he will always be there and able to help you, whatever changes around you or in you. It is a daily choice we need to make. Let us choose to trust in him.